thank you for continuing on this journey toward launching your own podcast. Now, a huge part of your success is having listeners. Now, while this goes without saying, I want to pause for just a moment. A podcast takes work, effort, and energy, and our goal is to get our message out to others, to influence people, and to make your unique mark on the world. Now, how sad would it be to go to all of this effort of producing a podcast and yet not have a single person who listens? Finding an audience starts with finding what I call your perfect listener. In this lesson, we'll seek to find your perfect listener avatar. You need to know this person inside and out. In business circles, we often call this the perfect customer avatar. Well, your perfect listener avatar is a person who lives in our mind's eye. We need to craft our language and our intro music and the length of our show and even how often we release an episode around that avatar or that person's wants, needs, and desires. Before I share my perfect listener avatar, I want you to think back to our previous video. Do you remember the person who cornered you at the dinner party? This was the person who sought you out and was completely enthralled by listening to you. This person felt so lucky to have 35 minutes of conversation exclusively with you. They listened to your every word and intently looked into your eyes as you spoke. This person knew enough about the topic you were sharing to be knowledgeable, but they wanted to know more and they wanted to hear more from you. This is the person that we need to have in our mind's eye as we're speaking into the microphone, knowing that they'll be tuning in, sitting at our digital feet, so to speak, ready to listen. Now a little bit about my perfect listener avatar. Her name is Connie. She's married and has two children. One of her children is out of the house and the other is in late junior high. Connie drives a Honda Odyssey minivan with a dent that she will never have fixed. She's employed at a local church or a faith-based nonprofit. She is overworked and slightly underpaid, but she's passionate about her work. She shops at Target, not Walmart. However, she does scour the coupon section and knows when Walmart has something where a better deal is being offered. Connie knows enough to exercise, but has given up on the idea altogether. Sadly, her passion for what she does and the busyness of her family, precludes her from exercising physically. Connie has a college education, though not in the field in which she works. Connie is a boss. However, she is not the boss. However, she's nothing short of a boss. Her skills allow her to run circles around the other employees. She listens to the Lead Volunteers podcast every morning as she hurriedly does her makeup. Sometimes she catches the episode over lunch, and she's so thankful that it's only 25 to 30 minutes. She hates wasting time listening to idle chatter and appreciates the get right to it type of content. She's a get to it or get away kind of person. Connie is inspired to lead 185 volunteers that she oversees. She often is overwhelmed almost every day. However, through the podcast, she's reminded of the good things that she's already doing and challenged by the new things that come out every week. Folks, I gotta tell you, this is not a comprehensive list. I've thought about her banking habits. I've thought about whether she uses Amazon and when she uses Target. I have pages of notes on this person, Connie. Connie is my perfect listener avatar. She's the one I think about when I create content. She's the one I am speaking to on nearly every episode. Now, before you start to think about your podcast topic, how long should it be or who should be on as an interview, take a pause. Before you think about how many times your show should be put out, and maybe even what iTunes category to pick, you need to pause. All of these questions will be answered in part once you determine what your perfect listener avatar would want. Now, it is really that simple. Notice that I said simple. It's not easy. I said it was simple. The more you can dial in who your perfect listener is, the more you can craft your podcast to meet that person's needs. Now, as I have shared, my perfect listener is named Connie. And since I know Connie, I have built my podcast to meet her needs. Just like the passions and skill exercise, I want you to record as much as you can about your perfect listener avatar. Please fill in the following categories: about, length, interview topic, frequency, and category. After you've done that, I'll catch you on the next following video.